This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 12 die, including 8 from same ward in Jajarkot Jeep accident. Biratnagar Metropolitan City begins feasibility study to seek long-term solution to inundation problem. And Indian and Chinese troops clash on Arunachal Pradesh mountain border. Now, the news in detail. The death toll in a jeep accident occurred at Chedagarh municipality in Jajarkot district has reached 12. Among the dead, 8 of them are from the same ward. Those killed in the accidents were driver Man Bahadur Raut from Bhagwati Mai rural municipality 2 of Dailekh and helpers to driver Birendra Kesi and Ambar Khada from ward number 3 of same rural municipality. Similarly, Deepak Adhikari, Nainsara Adhikari, Joyku Bara Buda, Ram Bahadur Buda, Devisara Buda, Amar Adhikari, Nisa Adhikari from Chedagarh Municipality 5 died in the incident. Jeevan Adhikari injured in the incident died while undergoing treatment at Surkhet-based provincial hospital. The district police office Jajarkot further informed that Bir Bahadur Khatri from Chedagarh 6 also died in the incident. The jeep heading towards ward number 4 of Chedagarh from ward number 3 had fallen into Dasera Cliff yesterday. The President's office has informed that the study of the ordinance sent by the government to President Vidyadevi Bhandari has started. Meanwhile, some leaders of the main opposition party, CPN-UML, Chairman of National Independent Party, Ravi Lamichhane, and some leaders of the ruling coalition have criticized the ordinance as it increases impunity. The Biratnagar Metropolitan City has begun a feasibility study in a bid to seek a long-term resolution to the inundation problem. The study began with the assistance of Asian Development Bank. The city is inundated every year during monsoon for lack of proper outlet. Mayor Nagesh Koirala informed that Biratnagar Metropolitan City would seek a scientific solution to the problem it has been facing for long. An international conference has begun in Mahendranagar in Kanchanpur district. Vice Chancellor of Sudhir Pashim University, Amar Raj Joshi, informed that the three-day conference organized by Sudhir Pashim University in cooperation with the Britain-Nepal Academic Council and the Oxford University will focus on exploring potentially art, culture and development of Sudhir Pashim province. Professors and researchers from various 9 countries are scheduled to present their research papers. A representative of the council, Krishna Adhikari, said as many as 416 participants from home and foreign countries, including professors from various 9 foreign countries, have participated in the forum. Now moving on to sports. The ongoing FIFA World Cup football semi-final matches in Qatar will begin today. Argentina will face Croatia in the first semi-final of the Qatar World Cup tonight. The match will begin at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Argentina intends to defeat Croatia in order to reach the World Cup final for the 6th time. Argentina has twice won the World Cup. Croatia, the previous World Cup runner-up, hoped to reach the final for the 2nd time. Croatia has never won the World Cup. Argentina and Croatia last competed in the World Cup in 2018 in the group stage match where Croatia defeated Argentina 3-0. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India has said its forces have clashed with Chinese troops in a disputed area along the border, the first such flare-up in more than a year. The nations had been working to de-escalate tensions since a major clash killed at least 24 troops in 2020. But yesterday, the Indian Army said there had been a clash in Tawang sector of Arunachal Pradesh last Friday, the eastern tip of India. Both sides were involved with a few soldiers suffering minor injuries. China is yet to comment on the standoff, but Reuters news agency reported an Indian Army source saying at least 6 Indian troops were injured. China and India share a disputed 3,440-kilometer-long de facto border called Line of Actual Control, or LAC, which is poorly demarcated. The presence of rivers, lakes and snow cap means the line can shift. The soldiers on either side, representing two of the world's largest armies, came face-to-face at many points. 6 people, including 2 police officers, have been shot dead after a suspected ambush at a remote Australian property. Police said they had been searching for a missing person in Weambilla, 270 kilometers west of Brisbane, Queensland, where they were fired upon. Authorities say after a lengthy siege, three suspects were fatally shot by police. A motive remains unclear. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called it a heartbreaking day for Australia. Australia introduced some of the world's strictest gun regulations after 35 people were killed in a massacre by a lone gunman at Port Arthur, Tasmania, in 1996. Since then, there have been only 3 mass shootings defined in Australia as those resulting in at least 4 deaths, excluding perpetrators. The deaths will be investigated by the coroner, and the police response will be examined by the force's Ethical Standards Command in line with standard practice. The United States aims to boost cooperation with African nations as U.S. President Joe Biden hosts dozens of regional leaders at the second U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit this week in Washington, D.C. Beginning today, the 3-day summit will focus on key challenges including the climate crisis, good governance, food security and global health, as well as bolstering U.S.-Africa trade and investment opportunities. During a news conference, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan informed 49 African heads of state and leaders, as well as the African Union, were invited to the summit. The talks are follow-up to the first such gathering hosted by former U.S. President Barack Obama 8 years ago, marked the biggest international gathering in Washington, D.C. since before the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province No. 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of Province No. 1 and Gundaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 5.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 21.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 12 die, including 8 from same ward in Jazarkot jeep accident. Biratnagar Metropolitan City begins feasibility study to seek long-term solution to inundation problem. And Indian and Chinese troops clash on Arunachal Pradesh mountain border. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.